Joining me on the phone from Long Island City, New York, is Dr. Gary LaFree. He is a professor of criminology and criminal justice at the University of Maryland. He's also the director of START, the National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Responses to Terrorism. Dr. LaFree, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Tom. Good to be here.
So you all have been releasing data as recently as yesterday. You continue to release it today on your website, and we'll have a link to that website so folks can take a look at it in detail. But you've done a lot of thinking about these coordinated attacks, the kind that we saw in Beirut and Paris last week. What have you learned since last weekend?
Correct. Well, I guess to put things into context, it unfortunately happens more than you might think. Lots of countries in the world actually have had, unfortunately, a lot of experience with these coordinated attacks. When we go back, all the way back to 2000, we are finding about 29 cases, for example, in Iraq. Nigeria has 13, Pakistan, India, Syria, a number of countries where you're getting a lot of casualties in a single day. It's been much rarer in Western Europe and North America, and of course, the French case, this is by far the most lethal attack, certainly in France, probably for a half century, involving terrorism. Unfortunately, though, it's not that uncommon in other parts of the world.
You refer to this kind of event as a black swan event. What do you mean by that terminology?
Black swan refers to the idea that a really high-profile attack such as this one, such as, for example, the 9/11 attacks or the attacks in Madrid or London or Mumbai, end up really galvanizing public opinion, can have a huge impact. It's impossible not to respond to them. The public demands it. I think the politicians cannot resist it, essentially. Even though when you look at a database such as our database, which collects information on every single terrorist attack in the world, these are very rare events. So you have a situation where the black swan, the rare event, ends up having a huge impact on public policy.
You've also talked about how these events tend to be bursty. What do you mean by that sophisticated
sounding term? Yeah, unfortunately, I think this is a good example. When we look at these coordinated attacks, ISIL or Daesh, whatever we want to call this organization, has had a disproportionate effect. Huge number of attacks that are these sort of coordinated attacks we trace to either ISIS or Al-Qaeda in the past. We're now getting into dozens of these attacks. So we say bursty in the sense that once a terrorist organization finds an attack method that they find to be doing what they are hoping it will do, they tend to do it a lot until governments and politicians and so on figure out a way to resist it.
The FBI is assisting French authorities in trying to track down the people responsible for the event in Paris. You've done a lot of thought and a lot of research into this notion of homegrown terrorists. There seem to be a couple in this instance that are French nationals, some Belgian nationals, a Syrian national who got into the country with the wave of migrants. What is the difference between the homegrown terrorists, for example, here in the United States, folks that, you know, have a sympathy or somewhat empathetic towards ISIS, and those who actually then go so far as to leave the country and, you know, go to Syria and train, et cetera?
I think essentially what we would think about in terms of distinguishing homegrown from other kinds of terrorist action is three things. One, where the country where the attack takes place. Two, the nationality of the perpetrators. And three, the nationality of the targets. So when all of those line up, we would normally call it a homegrown incident, otherwise an international incident. And we're finding, basically, international incidents and this kind of hybrid one that you're finding here in Paris are, they fit into this black swan model. They're very rare. People find them, I think, especially frightening. And they tend to have a disproportionate impact on public policy. So think back, for example, 9/11, think back Mumbai, think back Madrid, think back London. So even though they're uncommon, they tend to have a huge impact on our thinking about terrorism, our stereotypes of terrorism, and ultimately on the impact on social policy.
And your advice then to policymakers would be to maybe take a deep breath, take a step back, and not do anything in a knee-jerk way?
Definitely. This is the thing about terrorism. It's designed to provoke a quick and perhaps not carefully thought out approach. So, I mean, if there's ever an area where you would hope you'd have objective reason thinking, you'd you collect as much information as you can before you act, I think would be exactly in this case, and certainly in dealing with an organization like ISIL.
Well, Dr. LaFrie, I appreciate your time. When you're back in town, we'll have you in the studio and we'll have a more extensive conversation about this very important topic. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Look forward to it, Tom. Thank you.
Dr. Gary LaFrie is a professor of criminology at the University of Maryland and the director of START, the National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Responses to Terrorism.